Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Latchford of the Black Flag Cast, and I am sitting with Artemis Moon of Artemis Moon Cosplay, one of the Sailor Senshi cosplayers who were at the Viz booth at Otakon 2014. Artemis Moon, how you doing?
I'm doing well, how about yourself?
I am doing marvelous. First, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am from Ohio. I started cosplaying about probably 5 years ago, and I started sewing about 3 years ago, and I've been ecstatic about this hobby called cosplay ever since.
I see, and one of the principal ones several of my listeners, I'm sure, would know of you is you cosplay as the guardian of thunder, Sailor Jupiter, Makoto Kino. First, let's go on to Sailor Moon. What are your thoughts on Sailor Moon, the anime and the manga?
My thoughts on Sailor Moon. Oh my gosh. I think it's probably one of those classics that I feel like anybody who really enjoys anime and manga needs to read and watch it. I think it's a fantastic series that it's just incredibly timeless. It speaks to, I feel like, everyone, male and female.
And I mean, what are your thoughts it's a girl power message, which was kind of unique for its time?
Oh, definitely very unique for when it was coming out. I think it was, you know, it was one of those ones where like everyone kind of, well, for me personally, I related to Usagi. I was kind of a crybaby as a little kid, and I always didn't wake up in time and stuff like that. But you had your your inner Senshi, the other girls that came into play, especially Sailor Jupiter for me, who kind of like guided you into becoming like who you wanted to be. I wanted to be the tough girl and be, you know, strong and powerful with my friends. So I kind of like grew towards her, and that was kind of like what it was for me, was it showed that you could be different. There are different aspects to femininity, and it doesn't just have to be that one stereotypical aspect of femininity.
Indeed. And before we proceed on to Jupiter, let me ask you this. Manga, 90s anime, or just the 90s anime or the manga?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to have to probably say manga, because I like the manga better, because it was a little more adult, I guess, is what I would say. It was a little bit more mature in that respect, and I'm not that big of a fan of filler.
Hey, I am very much for that. That is a very interesting one. I find a lot of people like the manga. moving on to Jupiter, I mean, you spoke about that kind of that gender stereotypical version of femininity. It's interesting. I mean, what do you think of Makoto's kind of dual thing that she's, you know, strong and independent girl who sticks up for herself and, you know, can seriously kick ass. Yet on the other hand, you know, she's very domestic and kind of, you know, very loving.
I think that's fantastic, because after I hit high school, I was really seriously into sports. I actually continued on to collegiate athletics, and Jupiter for me was a really good like role model, because I also liked being feminine too. And it really kind of hurt when some people would, you know, call me butch, or, you know, you're too strong. You wouldn't like girly stuff, or you don't want to come out dress shopping with me. And it's like, no, I kind of really do like that stuff. So for me, Jupiter just was like, I really love her dual personality in that respect. Where she had the femininity and the toughness, because that was me later. I mean, I guess not later in life, because I'm not really that old. But yeah, you know what I mean.
Indeed. And, you know, on that point, I mean, you know, Jupiter is, you know, that kind of is just that kind of character. I mean, what made it different? I mean, you know, like, say, you know, you said like, well, I was kind of like Usagi, you know, I was always late for school and stuff. And, you know, or, you know, what about, you know, or what kind of drew you away maybe from Venus, who, you know, was athletic herself? I mean, what was the one definitive thing that made you, you know, kind of say, I am Jupiter?
She wasn't afraid of her muscles, I think, was the biggest thing. She definitely is not afraid of her muscles, and she's not afraid to embrace that. But at the same time, she definitely enjoys her femininity as well.
Indeed. And so further on, I mean, you obviously cosplay as her. And this cosplay of yours with Sailor Jupiter got you a gig at the Viz booth at Otakon 2014. How did that come about?
Wow. Well, let's see here. ACP had put out a American Cosplay Paradise. I should not abbreviate that. Sorry. ACP put out a casting call for Sailor Guardians for Otakon to work for Viz, and it was a very, very, very long process to get picked for it. So I was like, you know what? I'm already going to Otakon. Might as well try. And yeah, that's kind of what it was. I just kind of put my slot in and hoped for the best, and it worked for me. I mean, I got to be a part of the Viz booth.
Indeed. And I mean, I've spoken with Ellie on this subject. What was it like meeting with the other four gals in the group when you guys got at Otakon? I understand that like you guys had never worked together before, but it was an interesting weekend. We'll put it that way.
Oh yes. I don't know if this is gonna sound really cheesy, but meeting them for the first time was really magical. we had only really spoken online. We all found each other on Facebook and got together and worked out what we were like, our plans and how to match and all that stuff prior to it. But, meeting Thursday night was really amazing. I could not have worked with a nicer group of girls, and I could not have connected with a nicer group of girls, honestly.
And could you tell me a little bit about the camaraderie that you guys built within a very short amount of time, I understand. And,
yes.
You know, just like I, from everything that, you know, you guys have told me, I mean, it was just like literally, you know, we didn't know each other. Now we're best friends and, you know, we have all these funny stories. I mean, you know, what was it like? And do you have any stories that like any precise memories that stick out in your mind?
Yes. Well, the camaraderie is just amazing. Like, I'm usually pretty shy about meeting new people. So when I met these girls, I was really nervous. I was like, oh, goodness, they're not going to like me. They're going to think I'm like weird or something like that. But no, like, we all just like we hung out every night after we took off our costumes and we're done for the day. We really, really bonded on a level that I didn't expect that to happen. And then I think one of my favorite moments was when Venus and I, we had to help out with the panel, and we were watching the release of the dub with the rest of the crowd. And we're sitting there, like, we're both geeking out. We're both, like, you know, waving our hands in the air. We're singing the opening song. And it was really magical because, like, we both looked over each other and we were both, like, tearing up because we were so ecstatic and so happy. And it was really cool because you don't get to meet a lot of people who are enthusiastic about that stuff. And, like, I guess the real world, I guess, would be what you would, you know, relate it to.
Mm-hmm. And, other than the panel, I mean, especially something I have yet to ask, and maybe you could shed some light on, what was it like to, because you were at the panel, you and Venus, what was it like to have met Linda and Katie, you know, the voices of Moon and Mars?
We actually weren't at that panel. We were actually at the panel for the new dub. We had Stephanie Shea and Robbie Damon with us, the new voices of Usagi and Tuxedo Mask. So we were Viz is re-releasing the dub, whereas wow, I can't remember, is it Deke that did the original?
It is Deke.
Okay. Yeah, Deke did the original dub. So we weren't affiliated with Deke. We were affiliated with Viz's with Viz's dub.
But yes. did you actually get a chance to meet them, because the Viz booth was pretty close to
I did not get to meet them. I know, we were so, they had Venus and I pretty much roaming the dealer's room, so I pretty much had to stay in like the back corner and in that like the back corner of the dealer's room, because that was kind of my location for people to find me. So I didn't get to go up front a lot and like mingle with like the front like industry booths. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.